You're listening to Believe. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of health and wellness. I'm your host, Nicholas Upchurch.
Sounds funny. I don't know if it's a funny story or not, but it's just gotten really, really crazy. Here's a story from InfoWars. Calls for Sleeping Beauty to be banned because prince kisses princess without consent. And so we have somebody, the London Telegraph reports that the woman Sarah Hall took to social media to complain about a book her six-year-old son bought brought home from school, depicting a modernized version of the classic story. I don't know what's going on here in this modernized version. So there's just a lot going on here. I think we should talk about it, because there's a lot we could say about what men are up to. Men are up to a lot of nonsense all the time. And so are women, by the way. So are women. So are we all at times. We're all up to a lot of nonsense a lot of times. And the interesting thing about these stories, first of all, men have been screwing women over for a tremendous period of time, a long time. You know, they've been lying, they cheat. I mean, there's been very bad things that men have done. And a lot of times, especially I would say from what I gather from the 50s, women just had to take it, right? And then they kind of fought back, and I think that that's understandable. But so that's terrible, right? So we could all agree, I think, that that's bad. And actually, I think there's probably more truth that needs to come out from men about, you know, why we're so crazy. I should say we, because I am one. And when I say crazy, I mean men are very sexually driven. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And everybody knows this. And so what's weird about these stories, not this one, I think this is weird for a different reason, but all of these stories coming out now about all of the celebrities, and some of them are really bad, I think, in terms of forcing girls and, you know, making their jobs dependent on physical things. And, you know, that's like forcing is, you know, bad. I'd say we all agree that's not good. But some of these things that aren't forcing and aren't making somebody's job dependent on it, everybody knows this is going on. And it's been going on for years, for decades. People, all you have to do is go to Craigslist and read some of the ads. And that tells you what people are really up to. So it's interesting to me in the media that people are surprised that men are up to craziness. Everybody from Charlie Rose to, you name it. Kevin Spacey's, you know, up to some things, which again, some of them could be really bad. I guess underage guys and, holding people down and things like that. Not good. But to think that this just all started now, and that there's only certain men that are up to this, to at least being like promiscuous or wanting to be physical. I think, again, there's some sort of line there about, you know, free will. Like you don't want to be forcing people. And I think that the, anything like illegal is probably, we would agree, pretty bad. But the idea that this is a mystery as to why, in terms of other situations, that men are trying to pick up girls and trying to hit on them and they're trying to date them and they're trying to have sex, and that's shocking and it's too masculine and it's crazy. I think it's going, I don't know where it ends, because every man could be on trial, literally. And people are creepy, not just men. I mean, we can look at our phones, and some of us, we may have thousands of pictures of, if you're single and you've dated in the digital age and you're a guy and you try to keep in shape, girls send you pictures all the time. I mean, you know, scantily clad pictures all the time. A lot of them. 1,000 of them over 15 years, for example. Somebody, you know, were to check out a phone I may have had, there's a lot of pictures you get, which is, it's nice. But what I'm saying is people in general are creepy. We're all, like, kind of creepy. That's how we all got here. We're all kind of wild animals in a way. And to act shocked by this in the media, people coming out and saying, you know, I can't believe that, I can't believe these guys are, and again, like rape and forcing people to do things to get a job and things like that or something, that's bad. But every man, even the best men I've known, all of them have been up to what I call the hard sell, which is really trying to talk a girl into, you know, being physical in some way, or they, you know, they're persuasive, or they're trying to puff out their peacock feathers by having an expensive car, or, you know, doing something crazy to get a girl's attention, or, you know, saying sexual things. And it's almost everybody in the world is up to this. So it's very odd to me that people or the media, because I don't think anybody's surprised by it. Everybody knows this stuff is going on anyway. It's very interesting that the media is somewhat surprised by this. And all these stories are coming out, because literally they could come out about everybody. And so what should we do about it? You know, we see this story here, calls for Sleeping Beauty to be banned because prince kisses princess without consent. You know, there's a lot of people in this, I've actually talked to, I would say 50 to 100 women in 15 years that have ideas about, you know, fantasies about this even happening, a man taking charge. And, you know, so how do we navigate this? I'm open to suggestions. But all I know is it's not a surprise. Like, the strange part to me is that the media is acting like it's a surprise that men are doing crazy things. All you have to do is listen to Howard Stern, who actually is a pretty monogamous guy. And I don't know, and he is actually a germaphobe. But they talk about crazy things on that show. People talk about the crazy things they're up to. And it's no mystery that men like to be wild, and that they like to be promiscuous, and that they're constantly thinking about sex. It's just like that's what's going on. So I don't know that the solution to all of this is to pretend it's not happening, or that it's going to change because we're pointing the finger at 500 celebrities. I don't know that that's actually going to change anything. So I want to know what you guys think, because it's a pretty hot topic. And actually, I'm trying to find the live chat here. Let's see. Let me see where the YouTube live chat is. Somebody chat with, oh, here we go. Chat messages, da da da. I don't want to be flagged. Here we go. Peace from Jacksonville, Florida. How you doing, Patty? I see you now. I see you over here. Okay, so we got the live chat going on. Thank you for your message, Patty. Peace to you. Peace to you. What else have we got going on here on Facebook? So what do you guys think we should do about this? This story is, it's just growing. There's so many people that are coming out and so many guys, you know, it's very weird what we do as a society, right? We pretend that we're shocked, and it's really just the people that are getting caught. The people that are getting caught, we act shocked by it. We act shocked because they're caught, but most of us, we're quite hypocritical, right? I mean, at some point, if you examine everybody's life to a really, you know, intense degree, you're going to find something that is strange or is odd that they've done. And so what we do is when somebody gets caught or outed, then everybody acts shocked and is like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. They're bad. Ha ha ha. Like, that's bad. I don't want to be like them. How dare they? Meanwhile, most people, including, I mean, I certainly have not been perfect. Definitely not. You know, I think there's levels all of us have, but most people, we've been up to some sort of shenanigans. So just to say that, you know, somebody got caught and we're going to now laugh at them and all these celebrities are bad. Well, people have been doing this for a long time. And most people that are pointing the finger, we've not been perfect either. So what do we do about the situation? And I would guess that we need to actually help each other. I certainly need help. We need to actually help each other and talk about why are guys suppressing all this sexual energy so that they act out at work and they do weird things, you know, because I can't imagine being a woman. I mean, I'll tell you the funniest thing. I actually have this in my notes here. So this is the first time we're doing a live show, so I'm kind of getting acclimated. Hopefully everything's working well. You guys can chat with me and tell me if you can hear me okay and you can see me okay. We're hanging out here on Saturday on Facebook and YouTube. We're going to do this more often. Hopefully the video quality will get better. Patty chatted. I see a few people watching on YouTube and Facebook. So what's up? My name's Nicholas. How you doing, guys? How are you? So, the only time I can think about that really stuck out where I could understand what a woman would feel like, it's got to be crazy, is in Thailand where you go to Pattaya, Pattaya. Has anybody been to Thailand? And you walk out of the hotel and there are women just yelling, hey, sexy man, hey, sexy man. And like you feel like you ignore them. You have to like put your head down. And anywhere else, guys would be really happy this is happening. They'd feel amazing, you know, that some women were saying, hey, sexy man. They'd be like, wow, this is the greatest thing ever that women are saying, hey, sexy man. So I could understand women. I can't imagine. They have to deal with nonsense constantly. But again, women are people too. And I've dealt with women. And sometimes, you know, men and women, they don't tell the truth. They don't do what they say. They're up to some shenanigans as well. I have a friend that I went to high school with. He was accused of rape and found not guilty. And he his name was in the paper. And then I think she admitted that she made it up or something after. I'm not sure about that part, but There was something kind of like that after, and he had to go through hell, and everybody just remembers that he was accused. They don't remember that he was not guilty. So we have all these accusations about all these men, and some of them are probably true, and some of them aren't. And so, you know, men and women both are up to shenanigans. It's definitely not just men, but men definitely can be crazier in terms of there is some kind of hidden thing that men, it's not really hidden, it's hidden in the media that, yeah, every man, especially driven men, they want like a lot of sex and they want a lot of hot girls. And I'm not sure why people are shocked by this. And I think they shouldn't, it needs to come out so that it actually, we get to the bottom line with it and not just that everybody's shocked and pointing the finger every time it happens. It's not going to actually solve the issue. It's not going to actually get to the bottom of the issue in terms of why this is happening and what we can do about it. And how do we kind of like harmonize that situation versus just pretending it's just some certain guys and that they're bad and maybe they did do bad things and that it's not happening. Everybody else is normal. Nobody's normal. I don't think I've ever met a normal human being. I mean, again, if you put everybody's life in a microscope, we're crazy. I mean, people are crazy. So let me know what you think. I would love to know in terms of this issue because it's a really big one. Every time you go on Drudge Report here, you see a different man being accused of something. Celebrities, it's almost like every man is on trial. And you know what? Men do a lot of nonsense. Men have been up to a lot of nonsense, but so have women in some cases. There are things that men do a little bit more than women and that it can be quite forceful. And I think that's, you know, that's something we need to get to the bottom of.